before I tried it, and I was, you know, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. We're going to be talking about the Constitution. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, why worry about something like that? I mean, look at the problems we've got, you know, with Iran, and maybe we might even be going to get into a war with Iran. And I mean, why worry about the Constitution? Well, if the people of America understood our Constitution, there is no way that the President of the United States can unilaterally go ahead and declare war on Iran, or he won't even declare it. He'll just go ahead and give the orders, and a lot of people will get killed, and of course, this whole thing is contrived. Now, of course, in some ways, Congress is responsible. They could just say, we're not going to allow you to do that. They passed a resolution there some old months ago saying the president could, well, do whatever was necessary, you know, to deal with Iran, sort of a vague thing that made everybody feel good. But the problem is it could lead to World War III. Now, the Constitution says that only Congress can declare war, and you can't have some sort of a vague situation that gives the executive branch of government the ability to plunge the world into World War III, can you? No, not according to the Constitution, but you see, we've sort of put that to one side. After all, we're so progressive, and here in a democracy, why the executive can do whatever they want to. I mean, after all, wasn't he elected to rule the country? And the trouble is, he wasn't elected to rule the country. He was supposed to carry out the dictates of Congress, not to be a new King George, replacing the old King George, who was overthrown 200 and some odd years ago, almost 250 years ago. So it's so important that the American people understand our Constitution, which is the only thing that separates America from the rest of the world, is our Constitution. That's why it's not taught in school. That is why it is seldom talked about in our media. Certainly we don't hear books or read books telling how important the Constitution is and why it was written the way it was and the fear that people had of government, because our founding fathers realized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and you couldn't be free when you had a government that provided for your health and your education and welfare, because that's just what the slaveholder did for the slave. That's what the feudal lord did for the serfs. And that is what our government is doing for us today. And most of what's going on in America is unconstitutional because nobody understands the Constitution. Well, that's what David Whitney and the Institute of the Constitution are doing. And David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a privilege to be on your show. I was talking with a listener, it was yesterday or the day before, and they were just grateful for these shows, and I'm honored to be on this because I know many of your listeners are gaining an understanding of the Constitution that enables them to do their part as a citizen in holding their elected officials accountable to the standard, which, as you say, is the Constitution as it was originally intended, not as it's been misinterpreted, twisted, and distorted by the courts, as well as the executive and the legislative branch. So it's an honor because I know that as millions of Americans learn these truths and begin to demand Washington, D.C. restrict itself only to those things that we the people have permitted and given them permission to do, it's a covenant that we have entered into in creating our government. After all, remember, we created the government. It's by the consent of the governed. And the government is supposed to be our servant. We created it to serve us for one purpose, as it says so clearly in the Declaration. That is to secure and protect our God-given rights, the first of which are life, liberty, and property. And when the government fails to do that job of securing our God-given rights, which, as you mentioned, there's many, many examples now of how the government's doing the opposite. They're violating our God-given rights to life, to liberty, to property. And when the government does that, the Declaration of Independence, our founder said that we the people have another God-given right, and that's to alter that form of government or even to abolish that form of government and to replace it with one which will secure our God-given rights. But we don't really need to alter and abolish it because we still have a constitution. It is still the supreme law of the land. We simply need to force our elected officials to return to the original constitution as it was written, not as it's been distorted, and to obey that constitution. And if they will not, we need to remove them, replace them with people who will. And as I tell our classes, when we graduate classes, and we're doing that all over the country now, they're very encouraging to see 47 states are currently either hosting a class or have recently hosted or are planning to host a class teaching these principles, that I tell people when they graduate, you are now better equipped to serve as a senator or a congressman in Washington, D.C., or even in your state capital than 90-plus percent of the people who are currently doing that, because you now understand what the meaning, what the intent of the Constitution was, and what constitutional government looks like. And we need to raise up an army of people to replace those tyrants in Washington, D.C. That's what they are. A tyrant is one who breaks the law of the land and usurps power that does not belong to them and oppresses the people under their thumb. And that's what our tyrants in Washington are doing on a daily basis. Is every time they pass a piece of legislation or the president signs a piece of legislation that's unconstitutional or the Supreme Court says, that's fine, no problem there, every time they do that, they are breaking the supreme law of the land. They're violating their oath of office, and they should be removed from office, whether by impeachment or at the ballot box. They should be taken out of office for having violated the trust that the American people have put in them. But until the American people know the Constitution, we can't do that. We cannot function as we were designed to do. And you know, Dr. Stan, as I've studied these materials, I encourage people to take their part on the wall. I became convicted just this past 6 months that I needed to do what I was telling other people to do. That is, I needed to run for office. So I just announced last week that I am running for delegate here in the state of Maryland, the House of Delegates, parallel to the the House of Representatives on the national level. And the information I have about what we are supposed to be doing on the national level directly applies to the state of Maryland, which is doing all sorts of unconstitutional things all the time, and its government needs to be reined back in to be adhering to the Constitution of the United States as well as the Constitution of the state of Maryland.
And because you'll be talking about the Constitution and its importance, and what a wonderful platform to reach the people. Now, of course, you'll be attacked and vilified by the media. Mm-hmm. You have to expect that, because they've taken over the media. They do not want the American people or the citizens of any state to really understand what's going on. But congratulations to you, and we'll certainly look forward to doing everything we can to help you there.
Thank you.
In Maryland, to educate the people about our wonderful Constitution.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and congratulations, David. I think it's so important that you are doing what needs to be done to try to, at least in your state, to begin to bring people an understanding of what's happening, and, of course, back to a constitutional government where the power of the government over the lives of the people is limited, so people can be free. Pick up the story from there.
Well, we've been in past shows discussing Article 1, which of course deals with the legislature in the U.S. Constitution, and Article 2, which deals with the executive, and last time we wrapped up that discussion. So I'd like to move into Article 3, the judicial branch. Again, it's easy to remember an outline of the first three articles of the Constitution: legislative, executive, judicial. Article 3, the judicial branch, states that the judicial power vests, that is, it permanently resides in the Supreme Court and lower courts, as Congress determines. Now, this is an important understanding. The only court that's required by the U.S. Constitution to be in existence, the only federal court, that is the Supreme Court. All the lower courts, what they call the nine circuit courts of the U.S. and so on, all of these lower courts are under the control of Congress. They exist by congressional mandate. That is, Congress establishes those district courts and circuit courts and courts of appeals. All of those federal courts are under the control of Congress. It could abolish them. It could rearrange them. It could change the structure of them. All of these are at the beck and call of Congress.
And, you know, David, if people really understood that, and we get some judge in the middle of Kansas who says, oh, well, partial birth abortion is perfectly all right, because I say it's perfectly all right, and it's all right to kill a partially born child, why, Congress could simply, remove his job.
That's
he
right.
would be out of work.
They don't even need to impeach him.
That's right. And the other thing is, of course, when the Supreme Court comes along and says, it's all right to kill children, I mean, after all, if the doctor and the mother agree that child has no rights even when it's partially born, they have a right to limit what the Supreme Court could do, because the Supreme Court doesn't have a right to even act on that, and there is the ability within Congress to limit the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. The President knows that. The leaders of both houses of Congress know that. And they don't have to put up with the foolishness of the Supreme Court and the political activities of those judges. But you see, they realize the average individual doesn't understand that it is their responsibility, because Congress is responsive to the people, and we could vote them every congressman out of office in November. And so, you know, but as long as the people don't understand that congressmen say one thing when they really want another, they want those children to be dead. There really are people who want to kill children. Evil people, all they have to do is simply tack on to the end of the legislation they passed, and, you know, Supreme Court can have nothing to do with this legislation. Certainly, the House leader, Tom Daschle, did this on a number of issues having to do with the environment, you know, in his state. And, of course, saying the Supreme Court can't act on this. They can do it with all the legislation. They just don't want the people to know that they're responsible for killing children, because there really are evil and wicked people there in both houses of our federal legislature.
And so we need to hold our congressmen and senators accountable when they say, oh, we can't do anything, a federal judge has said thus and so. It's like, no, you can do everything because you are in complete control. I think of the battle that took place down there in Alabama over the Ten Commandments monument. It was really, does the federal government have the right to tell the state of Alabama that it cannot acknowledge God publicly, which is basically what the federal judge Myron Thompson did. He was a lower federal judge on way down the pecking order, and Congress could have come in and removed his job and said, sorry, you are not out of work, and obviously you cannot enforce this court order that you've done. No, Congress would not do any such thing, because, as you say, they don't want the people to know that they really do have the power, and therefore they really do have the responsibility.
And, of course, President Bush rewarded the Attorney General who destroyed Judge Roy Moore and got the Ten Commandments out. George Bush rewarded that wicked Attorney General by giving him an interim appointment to the federal judge through the federal bench. People don't understand that George Bush says one thing, but he does after another. What happened in the Alabama election as far as Judge Roy Moore was concerned, do you know?
He went down. I think he got about 33% of the vote against the current governor, which is sad. That was this Tuesday this past week.
I tried to find out on the Internet. I couldn't, but the thing is, of course, I mean, can we trust the voting machines?
Right, that's true. It may have been a fraudulent vote altogether.
And, of course, the Bush administration, but then the Democratic administration, hates Judge Roy Moore because he talks about the Constitution, and we can't have anybody who does that. And they'll rig the voting machines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened, but I will tell you that they've put a tremendous amount of money into that race because they don't want the American people to have an opportunity to vote for any man who represents God and family and country.
That's right. Well, so the Congress need to be held accountable, and they need, if they are ignorant of this fact in the Constitution, they need to be removed from office. If they don't know the Constitution, if they haven't studied it, read it, and understand what it meant in the original writings of our founders, you can read it in the Federalist Paper, what the Federalist Papers state about interpreting and understanding the Constitution, very easy to understand. If they don't understand it, or if they do understand it and are not committed to uphold it, then these are the people we need to remove from office because they are tyrants. And the second part of Section 1 here in Article 3 talks about removing judges. It says judges hold office only during good behavior. Commonly people think, well, you have to impeach a judge to remove them from office. Well, yes, you can impeach a judge and remove them from office, but you can also remove them for bad behavior, that is, if they were drunk on the job, or I understand Ginsburg was snoring on the job here recently, her head down, sleeping right there on the bench in the middle of a hearing. It's like, well, anyway. But the framers wanted judges to be insulated from political pressure, but not when they violate their oath of office, not when they violate the Constitution in their opinions and their decisions. Gouverneur Morris said this about judges. By the way, he's one of the framers of the Constitution. He said, those who are charged with the important duties of administering justice should, if possible, depend only on God. Here's one of our framers, and we're told a bunch of lies that these guys were atheist deists. Not so. Here's a Christian man, Gouverneur Morris, saying that judges should depend only on God, that they should look to the law of God when they are making their decisions, and they should follow the law of God and follow the law of the land, the supreme law of the land being the Constitution. So our framers and the founders of our land had a very different perspective than most judges do today. You know, you have Judge Roberts, when he was going through his confirmation hearings with the Senate, he said, the Bible will have nothing to do with anything that I decide as a Supreme Court justice. Well, that's the exact opposite of the idea of our framers, Gouverneur Morris just being one, John Jay, you know, list all the founders and framers. They agreed that the Bible had everything to do because the law of God is the supreme law of the universe. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. They appealed to the laws of nature and nature's God that are contained in the Bible. The Bible is the law of God. And they said that is the absolute law, and because that is the absolute law, we can separate from Great Britain, establish our own government, our own country, and we are subject to the law of God. So our framers said the law of God, the Bible, is the most important law book. Yeah, you're going to refer to the Constitution, but if it's in violation of God's law, it's not law at all. That's what our framers and founders understood. That's what almost no Supreme Court justice believes or holds to today, even the ones that are most conservative. They would never say that. People like Scalia, who we, you know, admire for many of his good constitutional principles, nonetheless, he said, my religion and what I believe and what the Bible says has nothing to do with my work as a judge. It's like, that is appalling. And that is extremely dangerous, because if a judge is not in submission to the law of God, he can be a ruthless tyrant violating our God-given rights. The other aspect of this in Section 1 of Article 3 is that compensation for judges may not be diminished during tenure, and of course this prevents the congressional interference of their duties. It could be changed following their tenure, and so on, to that effect. Well, Section 2 of Article 3 regarding the judges talks about the jurisdiction of courts. And jurisdiction is a big fancy legal word that just means the area over which they have rightful authority. And this is extremely important, because if we understand the area of rightful authority of federal courts, it is extremely, extremely limited. It says in Section 2, all cases in law and equity, that's the general principles of fairness, arising under the Constitution and federal laws or treaties that originate with these areas of law. In other words, the only type of cases that go immediately to the federal level, that never go through the state level, are these. Cases involving foreign officials, cases involving admiralty or maritime law, since those cases would be very difficult for states to handle individually, because what happens out at sea is, you know, up for grabs, but this is what belongs to the federal judiciary. Then also cases involving controversies between states. So one state, say Alabama, had a controversy with North Carolina, and they were fighting it out. The federal judiciary is the proper place for that to take place. Also, cases involving diversity of citizenship. That is, citizens from different countries, foreign nations, as well as citizens of different states, as well as suits between a state and a citizen of another state or nation. And this, of course, we know when we get to the 11th Amendment, we'll see that that has been altered. But these are the only types of what's called original jurisdiction for the federal courts. That is a narrow case, type of cases involving foreign officials, states that are combating other states or parties. All the other rulings that currently are involved, and actually most of what the Supreme Court and the federal courts handles, is no longer that original jurisdiction that it had. It is what's called appellate jurisdiction. We'll discuss that in a minute. But realize this, that they wanted the federal judiciary only to handle cases that could not be handled by states for obvious reasons. You got an issue out at sea, you know, something happens in a, maybe there's a murder and somebody's thrown overboard in a ship out to sea. Well, which state's going to handle that? It's a problem, obvious problem. It's better handled on a federal level. Or cases involving foreign officials who are maybe ambassadors here at the United States or those sort of things. Obviously, these cannot be handled by the individual states. They have to be handled by the federal judiciary. And Chief Justice John Marshall, in the famous case Marbury v. Madison, that was in 1803, Marshall interpreted the language to authorize what he called judicial review, that is, the power of the court to examine statutes, federal statutes, on the ground that they're inconsistent with the Constitution and therefore invalid. But what we need to remember is Marbury v. Madison has been misinterpreted by the present court system to say that the Supreme Court has the final answer on any piece of legislation, whether it's constitutional or not. That is not the case. That has not been the history of our country. There was a case that came up with Thomas Jefferson strongly disagreed with the opinion issued by the Supreme Court. And he said, it's fine for the Supreme Court to issue their opinion. By the way, that's all courts ever issue opinions. You'd read the top sentence of what each case says. It's the opinion. He said, it's fine for them to issue their opinion. Let them come over here and enforce it. In other words, they don't have final review of a piece of legislation. The executive branch weighs in, the legislative branch weighs in, and they all have equal powers. Well, what's happened today is the other branches, the executive and the legislative, as we have discussed a little bit before, they have abdicated their rightful role as equal powers to the court system. And they have yielded those powers to the court system, and we know why. They've done it because they know the American people are ignorant of the Constitution, and the American people will think, oh, well, if the court is supreme, then the court has the final answer, and, well, there's nothing we can do. And they don't realize that all three branches of government are equal, and that they have equal powers. So the Supreme Court's not the final arbiter of what is and what is not constitutional. Jefferson, who was president, actually, when the case Marbury v. Madison was issued in 1803, he strongly disagreed with this ruling. He said, no, that's wrong. That's their opinion. And we have other presidents who, I think it was Andrew Jackson, who made a similar type of statement. Let them come here and enforce their opinion. They don't have any powers of enforcement. They don't have their own police force. That's the branch of the executive to enforce the law.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney here at the American Freedom Network.
And I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest today is Pastor David Whitney. But before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can set up their own training program, how we can once again have people in this country who understand the foundations of our freedom and are willing to take a stand to try to preserve it. Because if we don't try to preserve our freedom, believe me, there are people who want a dictatorship in America, the people of great wealth, whose loyalty is not to America, but to their globalist dream, because, of course, they have a different agenda. They worship a different God. But it's important people understand what the work you and Mike, pardon me, and the others are doing there at the Institute. How can people get hold of you?
Well, they can call us toll-free and order our host kit, which is, we tell people they're not teaching the Constitution because Dr. Eidsmo and 12 half-hour lectures on DVD He does that, and we have a student notebook with a detailed outline as well as a host manual that instructs the host exactly how to conduct a class with all the answers to test questions, everything they need to efficiently communicate this information without themselves having to be an expert is contained in this host kit. It's a turnkey way to do that, and we offer that. Our toll-free number is 866-730-9796. People can call us and buy our host kit. It's 866-730-9796, or they can actually go to our web store. Our website is iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. And there in our web store we have not only the host kit, but many other resources to help patriots understand what it was our founders envisioned, what it was they created when they established this constitutional republic. We're not a democracy. That's a lie. We're a constitutional republic, and to restore the republic is going to take an army of people who understand these principles, are communicating them regularly to other people, and that's the simple way to take back our country. Many people wring their hands and say, oh, it's too late or whatever. It's not too late as long as Americans are willing to stand up, understand these principles themselves, communicate them to others, which is what you do through our host kit, and then take action with those principles, holding your elected officials accountable, or perhaps like I'm doing, running for office yourself to replace the wicked officials who are violating your God-given rights with people who will uphold them, and or working for someone who is running as a candidate. So all of those are simple ways that anyone, and that's what I want to emphasize, anyone can do this. You put in the DVDs, you show the half-hour lecture, you lead a discussion through the discussion questions, you give your gathered group of students there the test that they take, and then you've got the answers. You can review the answers with them so they know that they have understood the principles communicated in these 12 lectures. We usually encourage people to do this as a 12-week series, but they can do it in many different arrangements. I've known people who have done it in 6 weeks, so they double them up, do two lectures a night, and other people have done it on a very short span of time over a weekend, doing a lot of sessions at once. Many different ways to do it, but you can get this out. And the first place this should be done is every Bible-believing church in America should be teaching their members how to be Christian citizens. You cannot be a Christian citizen and fulfill your God-given duty and your Christ-commanded duty unless you know the Constitution. How do I know that? Jesus said, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, render to God the things that are God's. Well, in America, we don't have a Caesar, although the president would like to think he is. He's not. What is supreme in America, what is the supreme law, is not the word that comes out of the mouth of some Caesar. No, the supreme law in America is the Constitution. So when Jesus commanded us to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, you cannot obey his command unless you know our founding documents, unless you know the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And that's what our host kit enables you not only to do for yourself and your family, but your church and your community, to teach these principles through this DVD series of lectures in a way that is very easy for anyone to do. So we encourage people, if they want to get, call us toll-free, it's 866-730-9796. Or if they want to connect with us on the web and use our web store, it's iotconline.com.
All right, fine. Well, then let's get back to the Constitution.
That's right. When we look at Article 3, we're in Section 2 talking about the jurisdiction of the courts, that the only original jurisdiction that the Supreme Court and the federal courts have are cases involving foreign officials, cases between states, cases that are admiralty. And you look at the caseload of what the Supreme Court and the federal courts handle, 90-plus percent of what they deal with is not original jurisdiction. It's what's called appellate jurisdiction, from the idea that it's appealed up from the states. So somebody has a trial in the state of Maryland, and they go through the appeal process. They exhaust the appeal process in Maryland. They said, oh, I'm going to appeal it to the federal court. And then they go through the appeal process, and they may appeal it all the way up to the Supreme Court. So the only court cases that come on the federal level outside of that original jurisdiction are appealed cases. And Congress has complete control over the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and all the federal courts. You mentioned this earlier. This is Section 2 of Article 3. They can restrict the appellate jurisdiction of the Supreme Court and all the federal courts. They serve as a check on the power that the court system has. So Congress can limit the appellate jurisdiction. If they really wanted to, Congress could outlaw abortion today. That's right, my friends. They don't need to overturn Roe v. Wade. They don't need to have another case come before the Supreme Court. They could issue a bill that says abortion is against the law. It's a violation of the natural rights, the God-given rights of the unborn child, and it is murder and must be prosecuted as murder. And as you said, at the end of that bill, all they need to say is that the Supreme Court and all federal courts have no jurisdiction over this piece of legislation. It's none of their business. They can't touch it. They can't deal with it at all. And if they did that, they would outlaw abortion across the country, and it would not be able to be reinstated because the Supreme Court could not visit the issue. They could not deal with any case of prosecuting an abortionist that would come before them. It would be out of their jurisdiction. That is, they would have no power, no authority over it, whatever.
And we would then return abortion to the states where it should be, where so many things should be handled. Life, liberty, and property were to be dealt with at the state, not the federal level.
Right.
And it was the federal government that came in and outlawed all state abortion laws without any precedent in history, simply a desire to kill unborn children.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a population control agenda. Remember, of course, the Club of Rome came out in 1972 with their book, Limits of Growth, saying, oh, we've got too many people in the world. And the following year, the Supreme Court of the United States dutifully put through Roe versus Wade. Understand, it was part of the population control agenda. When are the American people going to wake up to the fact that our courts don't represent the law, they represent the interests of special interest groups that have a different worldview, a different agenda, because they worship a different God? But go ahead.
And that's right. And so the types of cases where Congress could limit the federal court and Supreme Court's appellate jurisdiction are wide-ranging. I mean, if it's not original jurisdiction, dealing with foreign officials, dealing with admiralty or maritime law or controversies between states or between citizens of another country, if it doesn't fall into the realm of original jurisdiction, Congress could actually cut off 90% and plus of what the Supreme Court and the federal courts are currently handling in their caseload. They could say, that's none of your business. You cannot touch that. You cannot have anything to do with that.
We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney right here at the American Freedom Center.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Investigative reporter and author of Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, Barry Kamish, will be speaking at the Beth Messiah Congregation this Shabbat, Saturday, June the 10th at 10:30 a.m. Beth Messiah is located at 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. For more information, contact us at 303-654-9924. That's Barry Kamish this Shabbat.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. And let me urge every one of you out there in the audience to get a kit and then to begin putting on these classes, not one but a series, and encourage others to do it. We're in a race against time to educate the American people about what our Constitution is and how we can use it to protect our freedom. Because if we fail, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go ahead, David.
Well, rightly so. Many conservative writers these days have recognized judicial tyranny. I mean, there's books called Judicial Tyranny, Chaos in the Courts. There's many different people who are recognizing that there's a desperate problem going on in our country. And in part, they're right to say the problem is in the judiciary. But they miss the point of what's spoken here in Article 3, Section 2, that the reason that the judiciary is out of control is the body that is supposed to keep the judiciary in check and under control is failing to do its duty, and that is the Congress of the United States.
Amen. We've got a caller. Who do we have on the line?
Mel from Arvada.
Yes, Ken, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I live in Jefferson County, and some of our city council members are judging stuff when we go to city council. It's called quasi-jurisdiction. They're using that. And does David know anything about that? And could he explain that? And I'll just jump off the line.
Well, okay. Are they making legal decisions or what?
Yes.
Do you know anything about quasi-jurisdiction?
So the city council is acting as if it is a judiciary, it sounds like. Is that?
Yeah.
And
very strange.
I don't know the particular legislation there in Nevada, but it would seem to me that they are violating their office, because there is a separation of powers very clearly in all levels of government, not just at federal but state as well as local, that there's a separation of powers between the executive branch, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. So it seems like they're usurping the powers that belong to what would be a local court in doing that, the people in Nevada, perhaps in your own community, if they were aware of this, they could call them to task and either call for their impeachment, which would be anybody who's violating their oath of office can and should be impeached to show that you can't get away with violating the rule of law, especially if you're in a position of public trust like that.
And of course, if it was city council, you would recall them. The thing is that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, or perhaps absolutely everyone, and in the long run, why, certainly, you give people in the city council power, they're going to abuse it. That's why you've got to restrict the power of the officials, and it was Cicero who, you know, over 2,000 years ago said the budget should be balanced, the public spending should be reduced, and the arrogance of officials should be tempered. They had the same problem 2,000 years ago. He also added, an assistance to foreign nations should be curtailed lest Rome become bankrupt. Well, they didn't listen to Cicero, and they shouldn't want to listen to us today. But the arrogance of officials is still as much of a factor as it was, today, as it was, over 2,000 years ago.
Okay, thank you. And that's why a bunch of us here in Jefferson County are getting the Constitution Party together.
Great.
And we got some candidates running, and I think I'm going to suggest that we teach the Constitution also.
You sure better. If you're going to have the Constitution Party,
I have a host kit.
You got to support you got to understand the Constitution.
That's right. That's what I was just thinking. Listen to David. David, you're wonderful. We love you.
Hey, thank you so much for standing up as a patriot.
Oh, absolutely. I love to.
We need millions of folks like you across the country doing what you're doing, and we can take our nation back.
That's right. And the city of Lakewood, too, that we need to get over there, because that's where a lot of stuff is, too. So we got citizens. And everybody listening out there, you need to get in on this, so please stand up.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you. God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Bye.
Go ahead, David. We've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Yes. We'll finish Section 2 here of Article 3, because Section 2 assures and secures the right to a trial by jury preserved for all federal crimes with the exception of impeachment, because impeachment means that the House is impeaching someone and the trial is going to be held in the Senate. So that's a different process. But other than impeachment, all federal crimes have a right to trial by jury. And this trial shall be in the state where the crime was allegedly committed, and it shall be a jury of common citizens, and those common citizens were designed to be a very vital and very important check upon the abuse of government power by judges and prosecutors. You see, we know that judges are out of control, but one thing that most people don't talk about or don't think about is that prosecutors are equally culpable in our judicial system today. Prosecuting people, going after people, abusing their powers of search and seizure and so on. So the prosecutorial abuse of our God-given rights is also taking place today. But a jury that knows its God-given calling and its calling under our Constitution can be a check against that kind of prosecutorial abuse as well as the judicial abuse. You see, a right to trial by jury is understood by our founders, goes way back in history. The first recorded securing of that right to the Englishman was the Magna Carta, 1215 AD. And so you go all the way back to that. Actually, the right to trial by jury even precedes that, but it wasn't recorded. It wasn't in a piece of legislation such as the Magna Carta. But the right to trial by jury is much maligned today, and most people don't understand what it includes. That is, in a criminal trial, you as the juror, and our founders said this very clearly, I don't have time to go through a bunch of the quotes, but let me just summarize what they said. You as a juror have the right to judge the law as well as judge the facts in a case. But no federal judge will tell you this. No attorney will tell you this. No one in the court system at all will tell you this. They're keeping it a secret because they do not want the citizens to judge unconstitutional, unjust, wicked, and ungodly laws. And so if you get called for jury duty, federal jury duty or state jury duty, you're going to be told, do what the judge tells you to do, which means you only judge the facts, you don't judge the law. But if you don't judge the law, what it means is if the legislature proposes a law, and the law is unconstitutional, and the governor or the president signs that, quote, into law, and then the federal court or the state court says, oh, yeah, that's constitutional, that's fine, your rights are abused, and it's only the jury that can finally stop that abuse.
We're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Freedom Network, and I hope you will heed what Pastor David Whitney said this morning. It's very important. Yesterday evening, I watched a video we have produced called The History of Water Toxicity, going into the fact that they're poisoning our children with fluoride. You need to understand what's going on. You need to go to the website of the Union of the Scientists and the Lawyers and the Engineers who work for the EPA, where they are pleading with the American people to stop water fluoridation because it's poisoning our people. And because of the degree of control over the media, the average individual doesn't understand that they're putting fluoride in our water to decrease fertility. It lowers the sperm count. It limits male sexual function and female fertility. They know all of these things. It lowers the intelligence. It makes you more tranquil. It attacks your bones. It goes after your endocrine system and your thyroid. It causes girls to have premature menarche. It doubles the incidence of heart disease. They know they're poisoning our people. Why is it you think that the American males of 55 to 64 have twice the incidence of cancer and diabetes and half again the incidence of heart disease and stroke that they have in England for comparable groups? They know they're poisoning the American people. Who could possibly do anything so evil? Well, you listen to our programs every day. We tell you there is a brotherhood of darkness. There are people who worship Lucifer, and they are in key positions in our government and in our media and in our corporations and in the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations and the entire myriad of the brotherhood of darkness we write about. You need to get our material on water fluoridation. The video, we're probably going to change the name. I don't like it. It's called The History of Water Fluoridation. Water toxicity. We have a great syllabus. We have other material. We're going to put together a fluoride special, that'll be probably next week as we analyze how we're going to handle it. But you need to understand that they're poisoning your children. They're lowering their intelligence. Fluoride lowers intelligence. They know that. There are all sorts of scientific studies out there. First of all, the website for the engineers who work for the EPA and the scientists is NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. And of course that's National Treasury Employees Union 280.org. NTEU280.org. Go there, pull down that entire website. And then of course, you need to go to fluoridealert.org. Fluoridealert.org. To confuse you, the American Dental Association has a parallel website, fluoridealert.com, and you go there, you'll find out how wonderful water fluoridation is. If you go to fluoridealert.org, you'll find out they're poisoning your children. Do you really care? Do you really care enough to get involved in this battle with us, to join us in this epic struggle? We don't have to worry about what's going on in the Middle East. America is under attack today. There really are wicked people. You need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our material on water fluoridation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can even ask for the video of the history of water fluoridation. But you need to get the syllabus with it. It's got all the information there. And we'll have this updated very, very soon. It's really a great video. And of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There really are people who hate children. They want them aborted. We've killed 50 million children since Roe versus Wade, which they never should have passed. We've killed them Monday at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs.